Well, it is tax season. Many of you may have done your tax returns already or are in the process of filing them with or without the help of an accountant. But we're talking to a local accountant this morning about some of the things you will need to know to prepare your 2013 return, even for next year as well. David Young is an accountant in Henrietta. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me here today.
Well, let's start out with some good news for this year. We've had a bump up in the standard deductions, both for single and married folks, correct?
That's correct. So last year for 2012, a married filing joint return, your standard deduction was $11,900, and this year you got a bump up to $12,200. So, and across the board, you know, singles went up from $5,950 up to $6,100. So across the board, we get a little extra built-in inflation as far as our standard deductions go.
A lot of people have home offices, and they count on those deductions on their tax returns every year to defray the costs of doing business at home. I understand there is a simplified method, and I guess you have to put that word in quotes when we're talking about tax returns, but how simple is it, David?
Well, actually, this is a great thing the IRS put in place. As you file 2013 tax returns, so right today we're in 2014, we're filing our 2013 tax returns. The IRS came up with a nice simple method that basically says just you take the square footage of the area that you're using as for your home office. So it still needs to be exclusive, has to be that just like it had before under the old rules. But rather than keeping track of all your expenses that are indirect, your utility bills, insurance, mortgage, and real estate taxes, the IRS says, look, just take $5 per square foot, but you cannot exceed 300 square feet. So if you have a big office and home, it might not be the method for you, but most of what I see is most people are using a bedroom as their office and home, and most of the offices are really between 200 and 300 square feet. And this simplified method will be very useful. A lot less record keeping, much easier to keep track of, a lot less hassle. So score a win for the taxpayer. And I think the IRS, too, made a great change in their tax law, so it should be much simpler filing office and home returns for 2013. If you have a small 200 to 300 square foot office, this is perfect for you.
We know that the Affordable Care Act is going to impact people's tax situation. Many folks signed up for health insurance through the exchanges late last year for their insurance to go into effect January 1st of this year, or by March of this year. Will that impact their 2013 returns that they're filing right now, David, or does that only impact next year's return?
That's going to be an impact that's going to, we're going to see next year in 2015 as you file your 2014 tax return. But here is the caveat. This is very important. If you are getting your health insurance through the exchange, the federal or the New York State exchange, and you're getting the premium tax credit, so in other words, you're getting a subsidy, you need to make sure that your income that you when you sign up for the exchange is where you fall, because there's going to be a reconciliation next year when we file your 2014 tax return that says that you made the same amount of money that you told the exchange. So if you made more money, you may end up having to pay back that premium tax credit. So that's very important that you are watching the income you make in 2014, because when you file that return next year, you're going to have to reconcile. And if you're too far off, you may end up having to pay back the IRS part of your premium tax credit. So that is very important for people out there to keep that in mind.
And if you don't have health coverage through your employer or through the exchange for 2014, you owe the IRS money, correct?
Yes. The penalty for 2014 is the higher of 1% of your income or $95 per adult, so whichever is higher. And that penalty will go up, you know, through 2016. So you need to, for 2014, though, it's 1% or $95, whichever is higher. So make sure you have health insurance or be ready to pay the penalty next year.
CPA David Young, thank you so much and good luck with this tax season.
Thank you, Beth.